It's Monday, the 15th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Public health facilities are facing a shortage of essential medicines that has left both rural and urban clinics without basic treatments. The health ministry blames middlemen in the supply chain, while critics warn the MedRot crisis violates citizens' right to healthcare. We spoke to human rights lawyer Norman Shombe about the impact on local communities.
It is a very big issue in terms of the human rights. You know, medicine is obviously there to save people's lives. The duty of a government, if there's any other duties, one would be that it's responsible for the welfare of its citizens, in particularly the poor who cannot support themselves financially. And we're failing as a government in supporting the welfare of our citizens. And with the lack of medicine not coming through because either the prices are inflated by middlemen or the government doesn't do a proper budget, the government is obviously failing for that. And it's about time that the citizens must always stand up and make sure that the government becomes responsible and make sure that a required amount of medicines is made available at various health facilities across the country.
The city of Windhoek has unveiled an electric vehicle charging station at its head office. Officials say the move supports the zero emissions campaign aimed at cutting greenhouse gases and promoting clean energy. Charging costs about 120 Namibia dollars for large vehicles, with fast chargers taking under 40 minutes. The launch comes ahead of Zero Emissions Week, running from September 15 to 22. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenia has more.
The city of Windhoek is celebrating the Zero Emission Week, and this is global observance of four key environmental commemorative events that are highlighting the urgency of climate action, air quality improvement, as well as the sustainable urban mobility. As part of the Zero Emission Week, the city of Windhoek has also launched the electric vehicle exhibition, as well as the charging port that is at the city of Windhoek head office. And this public-facing showcase innovation will feature a wide range of electric vehicle, from e-bikes to electric car, and expert insight into Namibia's transition towards zero emission transport.
To South Africa now, where the Democratic Alliance is demanding the immediate suspension of the South African National Defence Force's Cuban deployment plan. The SANDF is planning to send 20 of its soldiers to Cuba next year at a cost of 28 million rand for courses that are not recognised in SA. The DA's Chris Hatting says the Defence Minister, Angie Motshekga, must answer for this egregious waste.
The Defence Force still pours money into unrecognised Cuban training. The first year is wasted on Spanish lessons, while accredited South African courses stand idle. Even the Auditor General confirmed Cuban training is overpriced and classified it as irregular expenditure.
Staying on the continent, Malawians will cast their vote in the country's presidential election on 16 September as the nation grapples with an economic crisis, Isaac Lukando reports.
Malawians are set to cast their vote in a high-stakes presidential election. Incumbent Lazarus Chakwera, a former preacher who won a court-ordered rerun in 2020, is seeking a second term. He faces his old rival, 85-year-old former president Peter Mutharika, among 17 candidates, including ex-president Joyce Banda. But the national mood has shifted. Chakwera, once a symbol of hope, now faces growing public frustration over soaring living costs, fuel and sugar shortages, and shaken trust in government. Natural disasters and the death of Vice President Saulos Chilima have only deepened Malawi's crisis. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
And Utah Governor Spencer Cox says Tyler Robinson, who is the suspect in the killing of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, is not cooperating with authorities, though his family members are. Robinson, who's 22, was arrested last Thursday after a 33-hour manhunt and will be formally charged in hours to come.
He does come from a conservative family, but his ideology was very different than his family. We have additional forensic evidence that has been processed. The suspect has not been cooperating so far, and so we're getting all of this information from family members, people around the suspect, and then the forensic information that we have.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.